Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Butt, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pet, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, nigga. Marijuana Love.
Welcome to Marijuana Media, your Thursday excursion from normal conversation, and we delve into the foliage with Chris Fowley.
All right,
Chris.
Good afternoon.
I just got a couple of pressing questions that I want to ask you.
Straight into it.
Have you ever tried Maui Waui, and have you ever tried Acapulco Gold?
Maui Waui.
Maui Waui. These are potentially incriminating questions.
No, but you take the Fourth Amendment on that. Haven't you been to Amsterdam before?
Wait, the New Zealand drug law, the Misuse of Drugs Act, claims global jurisdiction. If you commit an act against the New Zealand Misuse of Drugs Act anywhere in the world, you can be prosecuted for it. You can go somewhere legal and... too bad.
So being a New Zealander outside of New Zealand, you're kind of in a New Zealand school uniform. Is that what you're getting at?
Everywhere you go, when it comes to drugs, it is absolutely. It's just another sign of this crappy law that needs
New Zealand
to go.
When you're out there, you better do the haka everywhere.
But having said that, Maui Waui, I mean, you know,
it's
the basis of New Zealand green, Maui Waui, and the Thai, you know, those two blending.
Okay.
The Thai mostly via the Mr. Asia Syndicate, and the Maui Waui inside surfboards in the 70s.
So, I actually remember hearing about that. Yeah. Actually, a cool story. Big one in Australia as well, I think they used to do that.
A little bit of history there.
Great. We're always into that. You've got to know your history, you know.
So it repeats itself, John.
That's right. That's what they say. It's felt a little bit like that this week for a lot of patients because, you know, they went through all this huge big deal of turning up to the Health Select Committee. A couple of hundred people, the Select Committee sat through it all. They were moved. They said they were moved. I was there. Clearly they were. Mm. And then what happened? You know, there was a bit of disappointment to the bill when it came out last week. I think just before we went to air, I think, wasn't it? Or was it the day before? Anyway, a lot of confusing stories in the media over the last week, but the dust is settling a little bit. And but what has happened, for those that don't know, the National Party's put in their bill. So rather than supporting the government bill, so the government bill's had some changes, some very good changes, what there are, but far short of what people were hoping for.
Right.
And meanwhile, the National Party, rather than kind of working with the government, or, you know, they're half the committee, it's 4-4, you know, they could have put in some changes, I think. But anyway, they've done their own bill, and on the face of it, it's pretty good, because it actually spells out what it's going to do. Whereas the government one, I think, that, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty. We don't really know.
Is the National Party bill too corporate focused, though, and too controlled in that regard?
It feels that way to me, you know, again, there's a bit of detail. They're saying it's a fluid thing, it's a draft for consultation, that they're going to refine it. So obviously the key thing here is that you've got the main party that was blocking reform all these years has finally listened to the mood of the public, they've heeded it, they've gone, we're on the wrong side of public opinion, we've got a new leader, we're in opposition, now we can actually change. We're not stuck in the John Key paradigm of saying no. Now we can actually have a new policy. And that is a huge shift, right? You now have pretty much all of Parliament now wants cannabis, medical cannabis, certainly to be legal. And then Bridges has followed it up by saying the referendum, if it passes, this is on for all adult use, not just medical, but if the referendum passes, he will enact it, right?
This is if it gets drawn from the ballot box.
No, this is the referendum that's happening at the next election.
He's down.
The one that the government hasn't yet committed to be binding.
Yeah, okay.
But they haven't ruled it out, they just haven't made that decision. And that apparently, so what Bridges has done is kind of stolen their thunder in a bit, but he's put a bit of pressure on them. And who would have thought, right? Possibly. I'm not sure of the motivations, but...
That's 100% mostly always the motivation. Votes or the dollars. But which are votes?
Yeah, so
with everyone moving in favour, essentially, of legalising marijuana or, you know, likely heading in that direction in the future, does that make the movement on the bills swifter and faster and more sure?
Kinda, yeah. But I think... let's see. I think they're aware that there's a lot of disappointment with both parties for kind of being seen to be playing politics with it. And I think that they're aware that they need to just calm down a bit and get together and flesh a few things out where they can reach some compromises and put the best of what the National Party bill has got going, maybe put that into some amendments. you know, we don't quite know how that's going to play out, but we know that they're meeting right now, and yesterday, today, tomorrow, you know, so this is a top priority for them. They're trying to work out where to go from here. So this is a really key moment to make your views known. You know?
Do you think this is almost the key, you know, or a landmark time in New Zealand politics where they, both parties actually decide that this is in the interest of New Zealand and they should actually put their differences aside and work together on stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And wow, what a shift, eh? And that's if you even asked me that a week ago, you know, it would be hard to think that way. But yeah, it's amazing how far we've come. But we can't keep the pressure off. And we have to keep telling them what we want. Don't let you know, officialdom or whoever kind of dictate this to us, or the you know, the companies that want to keep it all exclusive and pharmaceutical. I mean, if we could just go back briefly to the bill, you asked before about what products are going to be available. On the face of it, the National Party doesn't change that process. So what it does do is it sets up this cool card system that is a bit like what goes on in America. You go to your doctor, the doctor says, yep, okay, you've got a condition, I can see that cannabis could be of benefit to you or is benefiting you. Here's your ID card. You take that ID card down to the pharmacy and you stock up on your medical cannabis products there. So you still have a health professional you're dealing with at the pharmacy, but the doctor isn't actually writing a prescription. And you just go down there and you pick your own products from the range that are available. So that on the face of it sounds really good, but then what will be available? It doesn't change that system. And if you think, well, okay, cannabis products are technically available right now, but it's limited to Sativex and Tilray, which are both far too expensive for patients to afford. So on the face of it, the National Party bill won't change that, which is kind of like, well, what are you bothering for then? Whereas the Labour bill, it's short on detail, so we're not exactly sure what's going on, but what we do know is that they're talking about a range of product standards to have not just pharma, but near pharma and perhaps closer to food grade, but a range of standards applying to products that might be of different categories or strengths or whatever, or forms. And that they're not going to make the companies go through clinical trials to prove efficacy. It will be those basic studies around toxicity and are you true to label? Do you really have what you're saying? All that kind of thing. But it's not going to be like you would with a novel pharmaceutical, like the current process, which is starting from zero and saying you need to prove all these things with all these trials that are going to take years and years and years and potentially hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
The National Bill doesn't change that process. The Labour Party bill does. And of course, the National Bill hasn't been drawn, so it's just theoretical at the moment.
Okay.
The Labour one is going ahead. It is going to happen. Mm-hmm. And this is the time to make it even better.
Okay. All right. Come on, guys. Work together.
That's right. Referendum, meanwhile, just as a very brief recap, the referendum, so that's also come up. Bridges has said he'll enact it, and that's forced a bit of a discussion. Again, that's going to, well, Andrew Little's now saying that'll all be worked out by the end of the year, and the key things are, what's the question going to be, when are we going to do it, and is it going to be binding? Those are the three kind of things to decide, and they'll happen by the end of the year. So again, none of that's set in stone right now. So we're actually part of a group called the Cannabis Referendum Coalition, and people can now go to a website called makeitlegal.nz.
So we just got a great text in, sorry. Somebody's saying, can't wait till my Simplicity B card gets me a fat DAC discount. I tell you what, in the future, and I bought a Cookie Time cookie the other day, Chris, and I remember you saying the Cookie Time person was at an event or something and was going, I can't wait till I can, you know, that's great, let's put weed in cookies. You know, I was looking at the packaging, I was like, I could already see, because that monster looks pretty baked anyway.
He does. Well,
yeah. I was just like, fuck, man. I can see it already. It's so exciting. It's exciting.
He was talking about hemp seed for nutritional benefits, but oh, you know, I can see where you're going.
Okay. Well, look, it's all.
Yeah, who knows? Discounting might not be allowed. You know, you can't discount tobacco. You know, who knows what the rules around that might be? Who knows?
Violently.
That's something up for discussion.
You might be able to discount your vase.
Potentially.
Discount the bits and pieces in between? Yeah, okay, good.
One last thing. God, almost forgot. Rally this weekend. So anyone who's got a bit of a feeling about this or just wants to come and meet people, show their support, this Saturday, 2 o'clock, ATS Square, come on down. It's called Pots for Patients. It's Normal and Auckland Patients Group. And if you bring like a decorated pot and in memory or in acknowledgement or whatever, and just come on down and join like a the art installation, and yeah, it's 2 o'clock this Saturday, ATS Square.
Nice one, nice one. I was kind of curious. Would you know what politicians? Just because I was thinking of politicians, because we were talking about politicians before. Do you know what politicians admit to smoking marijuana, if any?
There's been quite a few, but they usually preface it with, I went to university first.
Yeah, right.
Or at some point, and you know, uni, you bloody university. And
so no one
it's
like,
a corrupting influence,
no
I tell
one,
you.
No one's like,
every time
meant,
I come here.
I did
here,
some yesterday, what? It's meant nobody's out like that hard out. Nobody's
it's kind of like one of these things that the journos always go around and ask him whenever it's in the media, but I don't know, they seem to have stopped. But I don't personally think it's relevant, you know, most people aren't current smokers so or consumers, so... you know, it's about convincing the people that don't consume it.
Oh, that's right. I guess I'm just curious as to who might not be or who will be.
You can assume at least half.
Okay, thanks.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.